Birds do it. Frogs do it. So why shouldn't people do it? It, of course, is eat bugs. Well, many people in the world actually do eat bugs. Here in the West, though, not so much. But with growing environmental and population pressures, food and health organizations around the world are pushing insects as a nutritious and more sustainable alternative to conventional meat. And a couple of bug farmers in Spain are trying to carve out a niche in the European market. Here's the world's Jerry Haddon.
This is a sound you'll hear on a lot of farms around the world, at night, off in the distance, behind the moos or clucks of the farm animals. But on this farm in the southern Spanish town of Coín, these are the farm animals, crickets and tiny mealworm beetles, thousands of them squirming in a vat, munching on cornflakes. The beetles look like cockroaches.
Yeah, if you say cockroach, it seems like trash. You know, my partner hates this word.
If you were Leticia Giroux and her partner, you probably would too. After all, they're trying to get people to eat these things.
For us in European culture, insects are like just disgusting. We try to kill them.
Beetles it is then. Dozens of plastic vats of them on the floor of an otherwise empty warehouse on the outskirts of this quiet village. But it's only a fraction of what Giroux hopes to grow here in the future. She calls it Europe's coming bug revolution.
They have an amazing power that we just discover in Europe, you know, and 80% of the population in the world eat insects. We are the weird people here in Europe. We prefer to waste.
People have been eating bugs for centuries in Africa, Asia, and Latin America. They're an excellent source of protein. But here in Europe, Giroux and a small but growing number of other insect farmers need to overcome a couple of obstacles. She's already alluded to one, the yuck factor. How do you convince someone who's never done it to chew up and swallow a beetle?
When somebody asks you, what do these insects taste like? How do you describe the taste?
For example, the mealworm I like, appetizer, you know. They are really tasty, and with some salt, it's kind of potatoes, you know, sheep's potatoes. And when you try an insect once, you will come back.
For the irredeemably squeamish, Giroux says there's a plan B. She takes me up to a small loft in the warehouse. This is Cricketville. There are thousands of them, leaping against their mesh cages.
It's an amazing insect. You know, I can spend 2 hours to watch them.
Giroux mills these guys into powder, then mixes them into other foods.
Like cookies with chocolate chips and cricket powder. And that's really awesome. Everything that you can cook at home, you know. You can cook with, instead of using meat or nuts, you can use some insect.
And you don't even have to tell your dinner guests. But you do have to tell European health authorities if you're trying to sell insects commercially. And this is obstacle two. Only a handful of European countries even have regulations for bug eating. Spain's bug norm is like the one regulating marijuana. If you have some, you can consume it, but you can't buy or sell it. So initially, Giroux plans to export her critters back to her home country of France and elsewhere. So why start her operation here in Spain?
It's the best weather here to save money.
Heating in the winter, for example?
Yeah, heating, because as you can see, it's really warm inside for the mealworm and the black soldier larvae and for the crickets.
Giroux is also confident that a Spanish market is about to be born. European food and health organizations want to make insect eating legal everywhere. That's because as the world's population explodes, meat and fish will become more expensive and scarce. By contrast, bugs are cheap and plentiful. Giroux says in just 3 days, 1 pound of her black soldier flies can produce about 300 pounds of eggs. That's a lot of protein and a lot of baby bugs to look after. But Giroux says insect farming is a lot easier than, say, raising livestock. She works in flip-flops and a black dress.
It's okay, you know, we can raise them with open box. There is no risk with them, you know, and it's easier to run after a cockroach than to run after a pig. Have you ever been that? That's awful.
If all goes well, Giroux hopes to sell about 20 tons of bugs to European consumers next year. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, Coín, Spain.